here on the way back with Johnny's 85th anniversary birthday to none other than Connie Smith, one of the grandest ladies of the Grand Ole Opry. I'd also like to remind y'all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly. I also would like to remind y'all that we are broadcast proudly over CFRC 119 FM in downtown Kingston, the Limestone City of Canada, also being heard throughout the world at www.oshawarocks.com, and also, of course, via YouTube at Way Back with Johnny on YouTube, where I post a lot of great interviews, archive shows, and other great videos. With that all mentioned, I'd like to welcome y'all in here to the second hour of today's program. I'd also like to highlight one of the true couples in country music history. That, of course, is the true love story of Connie Smith and Marty Stewart, whom Connie married on July 8th, 1997. Having been together now for 29 years, they're a true symbol of love and country music. With that, I would like to highlight a double feature here this morning, with first of all, an all-time classic called Looking for a Reason, which Connie wrote about her relationship with Marty Stewart when they first got together. Then we'll follow with a beautiful duet that Connie and Marty recorded titled I Run to You. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening here on CFRC 119 FM.
Well, Connie coming to town was big because Connie Smith was my mother's very favorite singer. And I remember the recording we had of her, one of her RCA Victor records. It was called Miss Smith Goes to Nashville. And it was a beautiful portrait of her. And we had it. I sat it up on our stereo in the living room, and I'd walk by it and just look at it. I think, man, she's really pretty. I think Connie Smith is beautiful. The music, her songs, and her singing was so powerful. So it went beyond just being pretty. She had that power in her voice to reach out and touch your heart. So when we finally got to see her, or the day, we counted the days, me and my sister, till Connie came to town. So I thought that morning of the show, the concert, it was a Saturday morning. She was going to be playing on a football field out at Choctaw Central High School. And I asked my mother to take me and buy me a yellow shirt so Connie Smith would notice me. And she took me to Swords Department Store in Philadelphia and got me a shirt. So after the show, I remember me and my sister got our picture made with her. And on the way out of the football field, I said, Mama, let me borrow your camera. Went over and saw Connie sitting in a car. I said, Miss Smith, can I take your photograph? She said, sure. And I must have put it right about there because I got a really close up. And it's the first picture I ever remember taking in my life. It was of Connie.
I thought you and I'd be friends forever. And friends were all that we would ever be. I felt safe enough to share my heart with you. And now you wanna share your life with me. If I had thought that this could ever happen, I never would looked into your eyes. Before I give an answer to your question, there's one thing that you must realize. I'm looking for a reason not to love you. Direction, determined not to let your love inside. I'm doing all I can to convince me, keeping my own heart out of the way. Looking for a reason not to love you, while I keep falling deeper every day. I just couldn't take another heartbreak. That's why I'm afraid to feel the way. this time that it's for real. Cause I'm looking for a reason not to love you. Convince me, keeping my own heart out of the way, looking for a reason not to love you, while I keep falling deeper. While I keep falling deeper every day.
Sometimes cold and hard to bear. What would I do, sweetheart, if you weren't there? When things go wrong and my dreams fall apart, you lift me up.
When I need love. Marty and I got together and started writing songs. That's how we met and started hanging out.
Oh, we do it. We have fun doing it. It's we know where our commitment lies, and everything else really works around that.
Yes, friends, following those classics by Connie Smith and Marty Stewart, we're once again back here, and it's that time in the program to welcome a very much beloved furry mascot and co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky, to our program today. With her collection of the early recordings by Miss Connie Smith, as we celebrate her 85th birthday coming up this week. With that mentioned, Connie began recording in 1964 with her all-time classic, of course, Once a Day, which we also started the show during the last hour with, so we'll not play that right now. But we will hear an all-time classic from 1965, and it'll be our first classic of 1965, and it'll be called I Can't Remember. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic from the same year called Hinges on the Door. I'll wrap up Simbush's top favorites collection of early classics by Connie Smith with a 1968 all-time classic called I Love Charlie Brown. With that, I would like to thank Simbush for her contribution to today's program. And welcome y'all in here to the Way Back Johnny Show. Welcome in, friends.
It was late and I was sleeping when he called, and I can't remember much he said at all. Just that he was leaving town and must get off the phone. I can't remember when he told me he'd be home. Did he say Sunday noon or one day soon? I think he left with Dan, but what if he said Ann? Did they go to meet a train or leave to catch a plane? I can't remember, but I can't forget he's gone. So I telephoned his house and asked his mom if she knew where her little boy had gone. I know she must have told me, and I heard her loud and clear, but I can't remember anything but tears. Did she say fishing trip, or he gave you the slip? Is he off to see the world or to see another girl? Did she say he took the car, or what a fool you are? I can't remember, but I can't forget he's gone. I can't forget he's gone.
when a big old grizzly killed his favorite hound. The morning paper says our only beauty shop burned down, but it don't worry me, 'cause I love Charlie Brown. Yes, I know I love him so, and I'm proud to be the girl to hold his hand while traveling through this world. So let the sun come up and shine, or let the sun go down, it don't worry me, 'cause I love Charlie Brown. Today, and locusts ate the corn crop to the ground, and they said the new freeway will separate and run our town, but it don't worry me, 'cause I love Charlie Brown. Yes, I world. So let the sun come up and shine, or let the sun go down, it don't worry me, 'cause I love Charlie Brown. It don't worry me, 'cause I love Charlie Brown.
Well, all of a sudden, I found myself doing personal appearances because of the records I started making and signing autographs. And even not too long after I got to Nashville, I wound up being in some of the country music movies that were playing at that time.
The bridge washed out, and I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side.
Hello, this is Wormack of the Bridgeworth Staff, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodhart on the way back.
I can't swim, and my baby's on the other side. Yeah, the bridge
was. Well, yes, friends, following Simbush's top favorites of this week's tribute artist, Connie Smith, we're once again back here on the Way Back with Johnny Show, and it's that time in the program to pay tribute and salute the segment I like to call the Great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that mentioned, I'd like to honor a collection of legendary trailblazing female artists in the Canadian country music who truly paved their way. First, we'll begin with the legendary Myrna Loy and her all-time classic called Turn Down the Music. We'll then follow with the queen of French Canadian music, as I often refer to her as, Miss Lucille Starr, an all-time classic called Back to You from 1988. I'll wrap up this collection of legendary ladies with the undisputed queen of Canadian country music, Miss Carol Baker, and her all-time classic called Time You're the Healer. With that, I would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and here we go with some real Canadian gems.
I've laughter. It alone. Well, I've got a lot to live for. I tell myself that's true. But my heart will always leave me for a way back to you. Back to you. Running like mountain water. Back to you.
Slowly stares out the window at the dawn, clutching to the pillow he used to rest his head upon. Her life has grown so empty since the man she loves is gone. You're the healer, that's what she's depending on. Time be the teacher, let her learn to love again. She don't know how to look for comfort in the arms of other men.
'Cause somewhere there's that someone who can right all that went wrong. Time, you're the healer. That's what she's depending on. You're the healer, that's what she's depending on. Time, you're the healer, that's what I'm depending on.
That's what I always wanted. I wanted to grow up and get married and find my Prince Charming and have a whole house full of kids. And even though I said someday I'll sing on the Grand Ole Opry, that was a dream that I never really expected to come true. I did expect to get married and have a perfect house and a perfect husband and a perfect home and a perfect family.
I've got fortunes and memories.
This is a voice from the past. This is Bob Gardner, country music historian. I'm happy to be here with Johnny. Keep listening, and you're going to hear stories about country music people that you've never heard before.
I've got fortunes and memories, and they all were bought with tears.
And I do hope y'all enjoyed those classic Canadian favorites by some of the true ladies of country music in Canada. And once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to our birthday girl, Miss Connie Smith, who celebrates her 85th birthday coming up this week. And with that, I would also like to welcome Little Gunny to our program today, the littlest member of our morning team. With that, Gunny has her favorites of Connie's great ballad style songs. First, we'll hear an all-time classic called Did We Have to Come This Far to Say Goodbye? We'll then follow with an all-time classic called Runaway Little Tears, and we'll dedicate that to my beloved Mama Dawn because it's one of her favorite songs that Connie ever recorded. And then we'll wrap up Gunny's top favorites this morning with an all-time favorite called There's Something Lonely in This House. With that, I would like to dedicate these to all our friends out there, and especially the true fans of Miss Connie Smith. Happy birthday, Connie, out there in Nashville.
When you did we have to come this far to say goodbye? Why did you keep putting off your leaving when staying was the you could have turned around and spared my feelings. Did we have to come this far to say goodbye? Give my love a chance to live just long enough to be was the last thing on your mind. You could have turned around and spared my feelings. Did we have to come this far to say goodbye? Did we have his picture, touch an old souvenir, and then grow weak from holding back these locked up tears. Run away, little tears, you've been locked up too long. Run away, little tears, our baby's gone. A storm of emotion keeps on working within, breaking down a heart that only he could mend. Run away, little tears, you've been locked up too long. Run away. Run away, little tears, our baby's gone.
That sad song on the radio didn't help at all. I've listened for the phone so long, but you're not gonna call. I never knew an hour could seem so much like a day. I just can't stand it anymore. I've got to get away. In this house, this house that's filled with memories, there's something lonely in this house. When I'm blue, close the door and walk the floor and cried for you. I didn't know I'd miss you so,
until you went away. This isn't home now anymore. It's just a place to stay. There's something lonely in this house. Memories. There's something lonely in this house, and that something lonely is me. Oh, that something lonely is me.
My son Darren and I, we were a pair. He was my little friend. He was with me all the time. The first time I ever went out on the road, I had a 12-day tour. I found a wonderful lady, an older lady, that she was Darren's babysitter, and she was just precious, and I trusted her. But when I got back after 12 days, she told me that Darren had stood there and talked her into putting my record on the phonograph, and she would play the record, and he'd just look out the window waiting for me to come back. And I thought, that's it. I'm done. I don't want this.
Well, it just wasn't worth it. And being away from him 12 days, I couldn't hardly stand it.
It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home.
Hello, this is Kenny Lovelace, known as the right-hand man for Jerry Lee Lewis for 55 years. And now you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. God bless you.
Made Milwaukee famous, has made a
Now, friends, I'd like to pay tribute to a few of the more recent recordings by Connie Smith, and yes, she is still recording to this day. And with that mentioned, we're going to begin with an all-time classic from 2011 called Ain't You Even Gonna Cry. Now, this was recorded originally and written by Johnny Russell. We'll then follow with a song that was recorded as recently as 2021 called I Just Don't Believe Me Anymore, which truly shows her vocal range is still with her, even though she's up there in age. And then we'll wrap up with a song off her 55th studio album, which came out in 2024, called The Other Side of You. With that, I would like to share that these are some of Connie's most recent recordings, and as mentioned, date back to just a couple years back. With that, welcome in, friends, and good morning to each and every one of you listening.
Ain't you even gonna cry? Hey, I'm walking out the door. You may never see me anymore. Ain't you even gonna cry? I've taken all that I can take. My heart's broke, all that a heart can break. I'll be leaving now for my heart's sake. Staying here would be a big mistake. Ain't you even gonna cry? Ain't you even gonna cry? I can't say where I'll be going to. Just some place to get away from you. All the hurt and pain you've put me through. I don't suppose that I'll be missed by you. Ain't you even gonna cry? Hey, I'm walking out the door. You may never see ain't you even gonna cry?
Things they said. An introduction.
some things I never knew. Now all at once it seems you are a stranger. Since I've been introduced to the other side of you. Yes, I've been introduced to the other side of you.
Connie, I heard a disc jockey the other day refer to you as cute and country. Did they write that on the records?
Don Houser called me that once on radio, and Bob Ferguson, my producer, was listening, and so he entitled my second album "Cute and Country."
I see. So it became a little catchphrase that a lot of disc jockeys picked up.
Yes.
I gather you don't care for it.
No, I don't care for it. It's like you got a new record. What's the name of it? Cute and Country.
Such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Hello, this is Wren Stewart Tidwell, the daughter of Wynn Stewart, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, on The Way Back. I thank you for keeping classic music alive and well.
And every day's the same since I met you.
Yes, friends, we have once again reached the end of another hour at The Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 119 FM, and as we close out the second hour, I would like to once again play a couple of sacred gospel songs. First, we'll hear from the great Wagon Master Porter Wagner and his all-time classic called There Would Be No Need for Heaven. We'll then follow with the man who first brought Connie Smith to Nashville in 1963, none other than Whispering Po'Boy Bill Anderson, and his version of Take Up Thy Cross and Follow Me, and then we'll send us into the very top of the third and final hour of today's birthday celebration to the 85th birthday of Connie Smith with none other than her all-time favorite called Don't Let Me Walk Too Far From Calvary. With that, I would like to say that we will be back following this on the other side of the third and final hour. Good morning, friends, and happy listening.
Have you ever noticed when things are going right, something's just gotta go wrong, and you don't understand why this must be? But when there's a lot of joy, there's gotta be sorrow to make things come out even. 'Cause if this old world was a perfect place, there'd be no need for a heaven. If things could be like you wanted them to be on earth, you wouldn't have to die and leave them. If this old world was a perfect place, there'd be no need for a heaven. If you're living in a house that you really love, then your neighbors are bad. But that reminds you not to trust in earthly joys. And it makes you want to live in that heavenly home where there'll be peace forever. If this old world was a perfect place, there'd be no need for a heaven. Things could be like you wanted them to be on earth, you wouldn't have to die and leave them. If this old world was a perfect place, there'd be no need for a heaven. If this old world was a perfect place, there'd be no need for a heaven.
I walked one day along a country road, and there a stranger journeyed to, bent
low beneath the burden of his load. It was the cross I knew. Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. How can I make a lesser sacrifice when Jesus gave his all? I cried, Lord Jesus, and he spoke my name. I saw his hands all bruised and torn. I stooped to kiss away the marks of shame, the shame for me that he had borne. Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. How can I make a lesser sacrifice when Jesus gave his all?
As long as I can see you hanging on a distant cross, dying between two common thieves, spat upon and mocked, as long as I Gethsemane, 'cause I might
folks don't want to hear that. I guess the Grand Ole Opry got enough calls. I would always give a short testimony. So they told me I either had to quit doing that or I would have to leave the Opry.
If you see a man called Jesus.
Hi, this is Lulu Roman from Hee Haw. And you're listening to Johnny Woodlock on Way Back, Don't Change It.